972-546-6667.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message. Come on, tell somebody that heaven is open. It's getting ready to happen. You're getting ready to see some manifestations in and upon your life. Angelic manifestations. The spiritual realm is going to be open. The operation of deceitful spirits and false ministry is going to be exposed. And as we sing in that song, God's going to push back the darkness. You're not going to be deceived now. You're going to see clearly. That veil is going to be very thin, and you're going to see very clearly what is real and what is false. What is of God and what is of deceit. Amen. This is our final frontier. Hear what I'm saying? This is our final frontier before Jesus returns. We will embrace this. This is what we will embrace. This is our portion. While all this is going on, there will be a deeper death to your flesh. As these dimensions open up to us, our flesh is going to die even the more. You see, the first veil has been broken. At Jesus' death, the veil was torn. We have access. But there, the second veil, which is our flesh, is going to be cut off. You hear what I'm saying? We're coming to the end of the sin age, where it's not going to be an issue. Walking in the spirit is going to be easy. The carnal struggles with the flesh and the carnal mind are going to be cut off. Hear what I'm saying? When this realm is opened, watch how easily supernatural healing flows. Miracles and signs and wonders are just going to flow in the people's lives. Almost without notice. You know, the casting out of devils is not going to be any big deal. It's going to be commonplace because this realm, this heaven is open to us. Amen? Now, tell somebody right now, the spirit realm is this last frontier. Step over and take over. The church, the local church, the corporate church is going to receive and is now receiving the capacity to express the fullness of God in a bodily form, the body of Christ in the earth. Amen. We are going to be the expression of life. As I read in Matthew 24, what's going on in the world, God is shaking everything. People are distressed, stressed out, no answers. They're groping in the dark. And simultaneously, God is raising up his church. The heaven is opened over us. The world is going to see that. The church will be the expression of life, the expression of light, the expression of glory. Just as it is in heaven, so shall it be on the earth. Are you hearing me? Amen. Now, God's word, his ways, and his workings, his word, his ways, and his workings are going to become evident through the body of Christ. Hence, a massive exodus of people from the world into the church. It'll be the greatest harvest of history. Tell somebody it's happening already. Come on, we have entered into this season already. Amen. Now, if you will, go with me to the book of Genesis, chapter 28. Genesis chapter 28. Let's start at verse number 10. We're looking at the life of Jacob. The supplanter, the one running, the one competing, the one emulating with his brother Esau, his uncle Laban. He's in trouble. Verse number 10 says, and Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took up the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth. And the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. He was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God be with me and will keep me in this way that I go and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. Amen. It says that Jacob dreamed a dream. He stopped because the sun was setting in the place called Bethel, the place where generations earlier, Abraham, after coming out of Egypt, set up a pillar, an altar, and offered sacrifices unto God and opened the heaven. Amen. What I want to declare to you this morning is that we have entered into this season I've termed open heaven. It's a new season. It's a time where a heaven has been opened. Now we need to understand that a heaven is open. You need to wrestle or arrest every thought of doubt, every thought of fear, every thought of lack, every negative thought that the enemy would throw at your mind. You need to tell somebody arrest it right now. I don't care how you feel necessarily right now or what your circumstance is right now. I'm here to declare to you that the heaven has been opened, that we have come into a new season. You see, Jacob's life here was about to change. Amen. I said his life was about to change. An indication of that is the first thing he dreamed, he saw angels ascending. All through that, up until that time, there was a host of angels that were sent to protect Jacob, that encamped around him to keep Jacob. You know, before you got saved, whether you realize it or not, you were an assignment. Amen. When you thought you had it going on out in the world. Amen. You just had it like that. You were able to dodge bullets, so to speak. No, it was the angel of the Lord that was assigned to your sinful self. But yet, when you were yet without strength, Christ had died for you. You were marked. Tell somebody, you've been marked. God told Jeremiah, when you were in your mother's womb, and even before that, I knew you. And I marked you, I separated you unto myself. But see, at this juncture in Jacob's life, change was imminent. Tell somebody, change is on the horizon. I'm talking about good change. I don't care what kind of famine and pestilence is going on in the world. I don't care if there are earthquakes in diverse places. I don't care how wicked men are becoming more and more wicked. It doesn't matter. The heaven is open over God's church. The heaven is open over our lives. Jacob fell asleep and had a dream. I tell you something, God's going to visit some of y'all in dreams. And in revelation, as you study the word, as you walk about, things are going to drop into your spirit coming from heaven. Why? The heaven is open. He saw angels ascending up the ladder. Notice they were ascending first. In other words, a season had ended. I said a time had come to an end. A new time had begun. There were other angels descending. Are you hearing me? Get ready. Tell somebody, get ready. It's a new season. Amen. We activated some stuff the other night. I'm telling you, get ready for it. Extraordinary dimensions. It's the Kairos time. For the church, we see here how in this dream he saw, he said, this is none other than the gate of heaven. The entry point. Amen. Where angels ascend and descend. Where God transacts spiritual business. I want you to take note of something. Jacob committed to tithe. He said, I'll give the tenth. See, he understood even back then how to keep the heaven open. Hello, somebody. Somebody need to catch that. He said, I'll give a tenth. If God keep me and bless me with raiment and food and bring me along my way, I'll commit to a tenth. He knew how to, once the heaven was open, how to keep it open. Amen. So we see here that these angels descended. I believe, and I have to some degree experienced in travel, that there are different angels.
Thank you for listening, and we invite you to worship with us each Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. or 11 o'clock a.m. and Wednesday nights at 7:30 p.m. Thank you for listening to today's message, and for more information or more messages, call 772-465-0036 or toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS. Or you can visit us online. Our site is www.trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.